Hi, this is Attorney Sharp Raleigh, and we're going to talk about the National Visa Center. If you file a petition for your family or for certain petitions where you're not doing adjustment of status, even employment base, after you get an approval from the Department of Homeland Security, the case and if the dates are current, the case will pass to the National Visa Center. And the National Visa Center will be processing your second part of your case after, for example, an I-130 is approved, and I-140, and other petitions that we know can go through the National Visa Center, including the K-1 visa. First of all, they will invoice you, usually to an email. You have to pay the fees. Once you pay the fees, the National Visa Center, which is from the State Department, will send you a list of documentation they need on the case. For example, they will ask you to fill the form either DS-260 or DS-160, then the form I-864, which is a affidavit of support, or the I-134, depending on your case. So after you've processed those two, they might also require a lot of other documents that they didn't get from the USCIS, and sometimes even documents they get, they want it again. And once they process the case then will move on to the US Embassy or the US Consulate for an interview. These steps are mandatory. There's no way out of this unless you are shifting to an adjustment of status. For example, let's say someone filed under employment base I-140, and the case is being processed by the National Visa Center, and then that person moved to the United States, for example, on an H-4 visa or an H-1. That person can shift the case to an adjustment of status, and then basically bypassing the National Visa Center. The National Visa Center is a longer process than the adjustment of status most of the time, because this is done with the State Department. There's an interview, but there are certain advantages going to the National Visa Center rather than going to the adjustment of status, and we have an explanatory podcast and video on this, and we will put the link down there. But bottom line, you need to know that the National Visa Center is a necessary process, and to know what is your cutoff date when your case will be processed, you have to refer to the visa bulletin, and we have a link here. I'm opening the visa bulletin. Like right now, you see, you look at July 2016. This is for the next month. Usually the visa bulletin will publish 1 month before, depending on your category. For example, F1 for people who are unmarried sons and daughters of US citizen, F2 spouses and children of unmarried sons and daughters, F2A, then you have F2A, F2B, then F3, then F4 brothers and sisters. This is what has been retrogressing for India really badly, unfortunately, and not only for India, for other countries too. So having said that, the National Visa Center process is not difficult, but it has to be done properly. And if you need help, please give us a call at 510-742-5887. Anything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. Our website is piralilaw.com. We have a mountain of information there. Good luck to you. Thank you for